Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. So great to have Claudia Sam joining me here today. For those of you out there, you know, if you've not heard of people that connect with the soul or help us connect with the soul in a way that allows us to either understand the path we're on or understand how to carve out a path or understand how to stay the course because something is operating on our behalf. And if you're thinking about that, you want to look at, you know, Claudia Sam, the soul connection coach, right? And today you're going to find out exactly what that means. But the question that is really showing up now, and she's bringing the conversation right up front, close and personal, is this question. And it's such an important question that I don't care where you are, or what you're doing. It's really interesting if you take it in for a minute. And maybe you don't take it in every part of your life, but the minute I ask it, get in touch with how you feel. Here's the question that Claudia Sam's going to talk about today. Are you living in survival mode or on purpose? Now, there's a fundamental difference. There's like a whole bunch of feelings that go with survival mode. And there's a whole lot of feelings that go with being on purpose. Claudia Sam supports and works with and coaches ambitious women, women who may have lost their purpose. I know what that feels like. Maybe we haven't learned how to put ourselves first. Work in progress on that. But no. And perhaps even know from a young age, right, that there was something you were meant to do. That's who she works with. That's what she helps, right? How do you connect to that place in life? And by working with her, this is what she helps reveal and accelerate. Because the environment or what goes on externally is just that, unless we have it become the guidepost for who we are and who we're becoming. Claudia Sam, great to have you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat, for having me. You just explained it in such a harmonious, deep, understandable way. Thank you for that.
It's because I've been there, I lived it, and there's some parts that I'm still living. And, you know, it's interesting. Let's talk about this too, because it's really hard to be you or be me. I mean, could you imagine me trying to coach people on how to create a show, radio show, live streaming TV, if I don't do it myself? Right. Then it becomes what? Something from some book or something that somebody told you.
Yes.
But, right. But you're you. And you've lived it, and now you're like paying it forward, right?
Totally. The most beautiful thing that comes out of this that feels in alignment for me to share with you is that just that you are you, I am me. And when we get to flex that soul connection muscle, we get to fine tune the ability to feel at ease to be ourselves. Feeling at ease to be you, feel worthy to be you, not feeling like you need to be anybody else. And most often when we go through life from a young age, we are taught to do it a certain way, to go a specific direction. And that is all external, outward. It takes our attention elsewhere than within. And then we forget who we are. We forget why we're here. We forget our worthiness because we compare ourselves all the time.
I love it. You know, somebody asked me a question. You know, as we are growing the network and I'm getting out there more and people want to interview and talk to me about Transformation Network, I get asked questions. And somebody asked me a question the other day, and it really points to you and what you do. I swear, I thought about this when they were asking me this question because I knew we'd be talking today. And they said to me, I don't know how they knew this, but they said, how did you become such a fighter? Now, I didn't really know this person, so it wasn't like one of our hosts. And I said, wow, that is like an interesting observation. And they said, yeah, I listened to your shows like for 20 years now. And there's one thing I know about you, you're a fighter. How did you become that? I said, here it is. You ready? Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it, everybody. When your uncles at age maybe 4.5, 5, give you an authentic pair of leather boxing gloves, man, woman, boy, girl, here's the key to living on purpose. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I'm going to just totally distort what you were going to talk about. But here's how you know. You open it up and you see them. You'll have one or two reactions. You'll look at them and say, next. Or you'll be like me, and you will take them out and you will put them on and you will leave them on for 3 days. You will not take them off to go to bed. You start punching the big bubble doll they gave you. That was the only answer I had.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I can imagine you trying to like move through life and open the door and turn the key into the, I mean, at that age, you don't need to do much, but...
But, you know, what I'm trying to say is, I mean, I didn't really have another answer for the question. I mean, did I know that that would be sort of innate in me for the rest of my life, where I would pick up the shield when there is an injustice and go march in the street? But how do you help people? How do you work with people so that they can figure out, am I just surviving day to day? Am I just surviving? And a lot of times, Claudia, Sam, a lot of times when we have these conversations, I get emails that say, you know, Pat, that's great, living on purpose, but you got to do the laundry. And then I email them back and I said, doing the laundry doesn't mean you're not living on purpose, right? Claudia, Sam, help us out.
Totally. Thank you. Thank you. That is so true. One of the things that I help my clients to remember is that self-care is accessible at any time throughout the day. Right now, what is one thing that we're all doing, but we're not focusing on? Like breathing. We are breathing. We are right now inhaling and we are exhaling. We are receiving and we are giving constantly. And when we remember that this is a reminder of our aliveness, of the present moment, we remember that we can still continue to breathe while we're doing laundry instead of engaging in thoughts of, what if it doesn't work out? What if I said something wrong? Did I do it right? Huh? Oh my gosh, I need to hurry because there's this thing happening at that time. When we are in survival mode, one of the things that happens that I notice in people, and in me included, because I was there too, and I still find myself in this, what I will describe, pace and mode from time to time, because I've spent years trying to decondition that part of me. Mm-hmm. For example, clients will come to me and say, I don't have enough time. I'm going to this thing and I have this responsibility and then I want to do that. But then I think, oh my gosh, I'm thinking negative things about myself. And oh my gosh, am I doing it right? Do I need to do it this way? How do I do it? This fast pace energy is the go, 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 is keeping us outside of the breath. It's keeping us focused on the external world and what it can provide us to either validate that we are good enough, validate that we're on the right track. We are looking for indications outside of ourselves, like the neighbor or like this ad. Okay, I saw this ad. I was doing Zumba on YouTube and there's this ad that shows up. It's for a French fry company. And it said, it's a French fry bag that you can put in the oven for 15 minutes. And it says, you won't make friends with a salad. And I was like, wait, what? What if I make this exotic, super right. cool salad? Now this ad is conditioning me to think that I'm not going to be a good enough friend if I serve a salad to my friends. This is the type of indications that subconsciously we attach to and we make it mean something about us. Okay, I'm sidetracking here a little bit.
No, you're right on track with that because, you know, part of what we're talking about, you're right on track with that because here's what it points to. And I'd love for you to comment on this. Here's what it points to for me. It points to the fact that we are so pumped up and our advertising, and you have spent a lifetime in media, so you can talk to this, but we're so engaged in pleasing that an ad like that would be so memorable. We're talking about it. But one of the things you just pointed a picture of for us is what survival mode looks like, right? If survival mode means that we're working, and we're not able to tap into our inner voice, we'd rather watch and then buy and then do an ad like that, totally bypassing all of our keto friends.
For instance.
But isn't that part of survival? Let's talk from your perspective. I know you work with women. I know you work with people that are highly ambitious, that have big dreams. And it's so easy for all of us to go into survival mode because we have a forgetter. What does that look like? What does survival mode look like for those folks that are looking here and saying, yeah, I can't make my change, Pat. Maybe you can, but I can't. What does survival mode look like? And what is the impact of it?
Thank you. One of the indicators would be that you either put your name on the to-do list and you say every time you get to it, you're like, oh, I'll get to me tomorrow. But then tomorrow never comes. Or your name's just not on there. Okay. That would be an indicator that, oh, this is my whole to-do list. It's two-sided. I even have things written on the corner there and on the side and upside down. My name is nowhere near there. That would be an indication that you're living life externally and that you might be forgetting yourself. If you are saying yes to so many things, and then you realize after saying yes, that it doesn't sit well with you. It feels bad. It doesn't feel well. You regret saying yes to someone, giving of yourself, people pleasing. And then at the end of the week, you're like, wow, I'm so pooped for the whole weekend. I don't want to do anything because your energy was outward. Another indication would be, well, it's hard to get up in the morning. I feel like I don't have energy to get up. I'm not excited at all to go to work because at work, I work with people who don't share the same values as me. I feel like I'm working towards a goal that is doesn't sit right. Doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel loving. It feels like I'm in that boxing ring and I'm fighting for who's right and who's wrong. Another indication would be using words like, well, I really have to do this, or I need to do this, or this needs to be done, or, well, my company, it's basically, I have zero time for my family. I'm this victim mode that sometimes it's unconscious, that everyone else around us is responsible for the choices that we make, that is an indication of living in survival mode. Yeah. Because it's the go, 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 the ongoing nonstop doing. Like, I once was at a time in my life where I would put work in front of everything. And one summer I did 180 hours overtime without being paid. And I remember booking my Friday nights and my Saturday nights all the time. If I didn't have something planned on my calendar, I felt like a loser. Because I was taught that to be successful, to be where you should be in life, you need to be busy. You need to show something for yourself. You need to have your calendar like the prime minister or the president. So that's an overview. What do you think?
I think you're right. And I think you gave us a couple of tips. I want to make sure, I'm going to go ahead and skip this break, but I also want to make sure that folks know, one, everything we're talking about, you can help people with. That's number one. So let's tell them how they can contact you, how they can find you, and schedule time to talk with you about this.
Thank you. Well, you are welcome to go to my website, ClaudiaSamCoaching.com. I also have a free all-women Facebook group called You Have It In You. It's free. And one thing I want to remember or remind you is that, you know, you're not wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. You're not bad. There's not something to fix about you. While you're listening right here, you might be like, oh my gosh, I'm doing life wrong. No, this is part of your journey. And by coaching and flexing your soul connection muscle, we are not fixing you. We're allowing you to crack open and to get to know who you are in a way that helps you reach a level of fulfillment that maybe your mind cannot even conceive as possible right now.
And, you know, I want to really piggyback off what you said, because there's part two to the conversation, and it's exactly what you said. You know, I'm like you. I grew up in an era, had a couple of really interesting experiences in my life up to age 21, let me say. But then there I was. I was given a job in the phone company, started at the lowest level possible. And my purpose and focus at that time in my life was to get paid and then to do things that will help me get paid more.
Yeah.
Why?
And rise up.
Well, I wasn't at the rise up stage yet.
Okay.
But I was working three jobs. And so I was like, and why was I doing that? Because I just came off of being homeless at 17. So my version of that was, let me work to death. But here's what happened. I'd love for you to talk to this, because you mentioned it. We're not wrong in that. But as time went on, my value did change. I did want to rise up then. I didn't want to be held back. So I finished my degree. My undergraduate. So my values changed. I changed. It's all part of the journey. Mm-hmm. And then as time went on and I had achieved quite a substantial level, right? Mailroom to executive, I changed again. And Claudia, this is where we need help, because my life before that wasn't wrong, just like you said. My life, even at that time, wasn't wrong. Mm-hmm. But when you look in the mirror, one day that I did, with both the fancy house, the fancy cars, the 4.6 acres, and you're in your big foyer, and you look in the mirror just before you get in your really cool sports car, and you don't recognize yourself. Now, that is a moment that if you're having that moment, you have to call Claudia Sam or somebody. Because I knew my soul was needed me to go to a different trajectory in my life, but I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. It's like you wake up and whatever that shoe was doesn't really fit you anymore. Mm-hmm. And this is really why we need help now, because we're living in such a fast-paced time that we actually think survival is the normal. Can you talk to that?
Thank you. I totally relate with what you're sharing, also because I was there where I thought I was on purpose. I thought I was at that place in my life where man, I was living the life, attending all these events, driving the radio station cars, going to all these free events, meeting the Backstreet Boys. Like, it was such a, I felt like I was really living the life. And that is perfect as it is. When it started to feel not as cool, that's when I made a choice to stay in that position or to explore, okay, well, what does that mean? What else is out there? That empowerment of choosing to keep being in this discomfort, unfulfilled, not recognizing myself space, or to get out of it, is where you get to live your life in more and more alignment. And in the Be Happy Now show, I will have a show soon about what living in alignment means for you. And it's not wrong. I've spent, honestly, some moments now in my life regretting that part of me, regretting what I experienced and what I went through, kind of in disdain of the life I had. And then what I remembered was, wow, if I didn't live through that, I would not be here. It doesn't mean that it needs to be bad for it to be good. I want to change our beliefs. You are the authority of your beliefs. I'm the authority of my beliefs. And I choose to believe that I don't need to fail to win or to succeed. I don't need to have bad to have good. And that experience helped me know what I know. Just like going to university, I can't say that I use the degree and what I learned in my degree in my life right now. And yet it helped shape who I am. And all these little components make up who you are in this moment.
I love what you just said, because, you know, it really leads me to the conversation. And you've pretty much outlined about 10 different signs that show up. Because had I would have had the insight or the wisdom to know that in those moments I was in, when I had that reflection shown back to me, if I'd have had the tools I have today, I would have had a different way that the outcome manifested. The outcome was going to be the same. I was going to have to leave a 24 and a half year career. There's no doubt about it. That was not going to be my pathway to retire from the Bell system at age 43. And I started so young, I could have retired at the phone company at age 43 or two or whatever it was. But I didn't have the tools. I didn't even have the knowledge to take that breath. So what happened? And this is what's happening to people. This is why you work with people. What happens when we're in that state where we cause the friction of where we are and what's not right anymore for where we are, and some inkling over here that's trying to get our attention of where we should be. It is the trifecta of awakening.
Boom.
It is. I mean, think about it. This sucks now. Oh, this over here. Okay, I'm going to act out like a crazy executive at the phone company, and that will really put me in a hole, because this thing over here, which I don't even know what it is, it's like calling me. See, and that's the body of work you do to help people navigate that, because I didn't have the tools to do it. So all I did was act out in the way that I knew how to act out. This really sucks. You people suck. And then they did something that violated a value of mine, because the universe knew she's not going to leave with just that. It's not going to be enough for her to look at her life and say, this sucks, that sucks. No, we're going to put her core value that her life, even as a child, is so embedded in her, and we're going to give her a situation where she's going to have to say, I'm going to do this or I'm not going to do it. And if I do, right? Go ahead.
Yes. And it comes in many different forms. For me, it came as huge breath-stopping panic attacks where I didn't know what was happening. I thought I was dying because my heart was pounding so fast and I couldn't, like, the breath was stopping at my like chin.
Yeah.
And so that for me was the big moment that life came in my face and was like, you got to change things, girl. For some people, it's COVID. For some people, it's fibromyalgia. For some people, it's divorce. For some people, it's chronic back pain. And all of these indications are not, they're not worse than another. I have a client who she was in survival mode. She was in the go, go, go. She was putting everyone else first instead of her. And she got cancer. And then after cancer was healed, she went back to the same lifestyle. And then she fell and she broke her neck. So she says, life hit me with a 2x4 twice. And it's after that second moment that she decided to go for that thing that was yearning, that was, she wasn't sure what it was. And what I like to describe this as is when it feels so much, when it feels much more uncomfortable to stay where, when it feels much more uncomfortable to go for that thing you don't know, instead of to stay where you are, that's when transformation begins to happen because you are noticing that you can no longer stay where you are.
Yeah. We're going to talk about this when we come back, because the reason you do what you do, the reason I love to bring you on to talk about this, is because deep down in the bottom of my soul, I didn't get here by getting the wisdom you just shared, because I didn't even know there were people I could work with to help me. The good news is I had a great therapist, so I actually didn't completely crash and burn. When we come back, Claudia Sam is going to walk us through, where do we begin to start alignment with our purpose? What does it mean? And how does she help people in tuning in? The other thing I want to say is that people can go to your website, right? Let's make sure we give out their website. And there's an audio guide there. Can you tell people about that, please?
Yes, thank you. If you go to ClaudiaSamCoaching.com and click on the Start Here big orange button, you can download my free 3-step audio guide to help you put yourself at the top of the to-do list without feeling guilty.
I got a really interesting story I'm going to share with you during the break. It's really interesting. It's exactly, I'm right in the middle of exactly making a decision that talks to who do I put first. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with Claudia Sam.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Benny! Does it again.
It was too easy. Her remarks earlier in the show about the Backstreet Boys, and it was actually one of my first concerts I did as promotions team here at the local station as well. And so we had something in common. We are Backstreet Boy personnel.
Thanks
so
for that.
Yeah, no problem. Throwing it back
Didn't
for
they
you.
Did they make a comeback here recently, or am I confusing them with another?
No, they teamed up, you know, with New Kids on the Block. You know, I know this too.
Right.
You know, they went on their, like, you know, super boy tour band thing. So, yeah, we'll leave it at that. I don't need it to anymore.
All right, good. Thank you. Hey, everybody, welcome back. You know, this is a great show because it affects everybody. You know, are you living in survival mode or on purpose? My special guest today is Soul Connection Coach Claudia Sam. Again, before we get rolling, please mention one more time how people can find out more about you, your work, all of the above.
Thank you so much. So my name is Claudia Sam. I'm your Soul Connection Coach. You can find me at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com. You can also join my free Facebook group called You Have It In You. And you can listen to my Be Happy Now show on Transformation Talk Radio, where you get to flex your soul connection muscle and be your own inner guide to fulfillment.
Thank you. Look, a lot of what I'm talking about represents for me how many different points in my life where I was not tuned in, right? Mm-hmm. And I say that from my perspective, but you are somebody that works with people to teach them a tune-in method. But a lot of us can look at our lives and reflect back and say, oh my gosh, I just didn't see that. I just wasn't tuned in. And you know what? Everybody around you has seen it. Everybody knows. Like when my 14-year relationship ended, everybody knew, okay, they're cheating. I didn't know. But this tuning fork or this ability we have is powerful beyond the words that we can describe, isn't it?
Yes. You know, when I was in that survival mode and the go, 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 putting work before me, looking at my emails, first thing when I open my eyes in the morning, one of my best friends gave me the book that was called, still called, The Art of Doing Nothing. And I remember looking at that book and saying, why are you giving me this? And I went right back into my shelf and I think I opened it up like 10 years after. She knew. I did not at that time.
It's so funny you bring that up, right? Because our friends do know us and are the people around us. One of the first books I was ever, there were two books I was given, didn't know why I was getting them. And it took me years later to figure it out. One of them was by Viktor Frankl, his first book, Man's Search for Meaning. And then the other one was by Hawkins, Power Versus Force. So when I think back about that, I think to myself, oh my gosh, these two people that gave me those books, they knew something about me. And I never had the opportunity to go back. They've passed on. Never had the opportunity to go back and say, why did you give me that book? Because like you, imagine taking Viktor Frankl and like putting it on a shelf somewhere, right? But I wasn't ready for it, was I?
That's exactly. This is one of the key, most important parts in all of this. When our friends tell us and show us, or if you're here listening and you're thinking it's good for somebody else, but it's not good for you, let that be perfect as it is. And remember that forcing, convincing, pushing someone towards a transformation that they're not ready will not work. It just won't work. When I lived in Nepal, one of my teacher told me, Guruji, he said, I can't do the accent. He said, your job is not to convince. Your job is to be you. Your job is to show by example. Your job is to practice. And it will create ripple effects. I experience this all the time with my clients when they choose to tune in, when they choose to notice the judgment, for example, that they hold at their work, in their workplace. And one of my clients said, there's so much judgment around. I don't want to be at work. There's so much judgment. What would happen if you started to notice your own judgment and you started to have a conversation with yourself to shift that? And when she started to think positively and to focus on how she wants to feel, for example, her colleagues started to doing the same thing. And there she was enjoying being at work. So that tuning in when she is ready piece is so important. Yeah.
You help people understand to tune in so they can figure that out. Mm-hmm. There's a word in our society that represents what happens when we know a thing, but it seems elusive. And that word is called frustration. It is one of those words. There are two words that we're using a lot right now. And the minute that we utter them, we're calling more of it in. Mm-hmm. And if I had a dollar for how many times in the past week I've heard these two words, frustration and overwhelm. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. In my life, when I've uttered them, and if I say them now or think them now, it's now a sign that I have to do something different. Isn't that what you help people with when we're talking about empowering soul connection and we're powering about soul connection coaching? You know, aren't there different questions that we could be asking ourselves to help us snap out of it? Now, I will tell you, I did go to an extreme recently. This is just me. Remember, just keep in mind, I'm the four-year-old with the gloves.
Got it.
Okay. I bought one of these buttons that you press.
Mm-hmm. Like okay, this. Like I have one here.
Exactly. My button, I can record in.
Aw.
Right.
Can we get one of those now?
We're actually going to create a bunch of them, but I have it. What do you think the first thing was that I recorded? It's so interesting that I was thinking about this. I was getting ready for the show and I was thinking about this, right? It wasn't any deep thing. I have a little laughing dog, a battery operated laughing dog. That was the first recording I did of this dog. So when I woke up this morning, so I didn't get into the email first, or I didn't get into whatever that was, I let that dog rip. And my point is this, a lot of times we think we have to be like some of the people I've interviewed. They are sitting on a mountain. That's been their purpose. And it doesn't address millions of women, millions of people that get up every day and go from A to B. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to them? Can you help folks now understand, you know, how the tune-in program, how they can start to develop different questions, different ways to shift? And it doesn't have to be a big shift.
Thank you. So right now, wherever you are, what I'm going to share with you and say, I'm inviting you to access and open the vulnerability door within yourself and know that you are brave to be right here and to be willing to listen. My first question to you is, how many times do you find yourself not breathing in the day? Does it happen when you're like, oh my gosh, I don't think I was breathing right there? And by answering this question, please don't judge yourself. Hey, we've all done that. We are humans. It's part of the human experience. So great. Just be aware. Do I sometimes stop breathing? Is my body sending me messages? Headaches, lower back pain, throat, ickiness, loss of voice, bowel movement, irregular bowel movement. Are you willing to see and hear the messages that your body is sending you as flags that you're not on your path to purpose? Are you willing to notice that your body is that part of you? It's your vehicle through life. Your body is your vehicle through life, and it helps you to recenter. The first part of my tune in method is balance, finding balance between what your body is saying, between the inner, often mean chatter in the mind, and your emotions. What are you feeling? So the third question I'm going to ask you is, do you hold emotions in? Are you a rock when it comes to emotion, to being emotional? Or is it like a volcano where you bubble up and then you explode in places where you don't feel safe? And does all of this make you feel not happy? Does it make you feel like when you don't breathe, when you have many headaches and you take a lot of, you know, pain management pills, does that make you feel happy? And when you're blocking your emotions or you don't feel heard or seen or supported by other people around you, let alone by yourself, does that make you feel happy? And we are in non-judgment here. What I do with my clients is that I help them to tune in to what their body is saying, to find that balance and make it a foundation for them to listen to their body, to listen to what their mind is saying, to listen to what they're feeling, so that then they can move on to the second part of the tune-in method, which is to connect to what you really want, to what your values are, to why you're here. If we don't have the foundation of listening to our body, it's really hard to access that layer of ourselves that is all about who we really are outside of all the conditioning we spoke about earlier. And then the third part is all about trusting that ability, that confidence that you have inside of you to make decisions towards the transformation and the better part of your life, that path that we were mentioning before, the knowing that there's something better out there. When you balance, connect, and are in full trust, it's so much more easy and flowy to access that purpose, that happiness, that fulfillment, that alignment.
Yeah. I want to spend a minute with you if you can elaborate a little bit on trust, because I think that it's one of the most incredible words. And I had the opportunity in my studies to really study it, to research what people felt about it. But when it comes to what we're talking about and tuning in, it's really a more expansive energy. And it is the one energy that I look at when people ask me questions like, why do you think the law of attraction and The Secret had so many people unhappy? And I said, it didn't address trust. It didn't address trusting oneself. It didn't address faith and conviction and the strength of that. And I think it's one of the most powerful energies and one of the most least understood. So I'd love for you to talk about it in the context of your process.
Thank you. when I use the word trust in the context of the tune in method, and by the way, if you want to know more about it, just go to tuneinmethod.com or tuneinprogram.com. Trusting the fact that you are an empowered being and that the decision that you want to make is valid. Trusting that you don't need to be anyone else, or that you don't need to make a decision to make someone else happy, and trusting that you are worthy of choosing you. Trusting, so the decision-making process, trusting that your decision is valid, and trusting the knowing that you are supported no matter what. By doing and implementing and practicing the tune in method, we lay a foundation of getting to know ourselves, of loving ourselves, of knowing who we really are, so that the trust isn't, or rather, so that we attract in life what we are meant to attract, so that we can live on that path of what we're here to do, who we're here to be. And therefore, it flexes the muscle of trust without us doing anything, because we are in alignment, because we are listening to our body, because we are being truthful with our emotions, because we are tapping into that energy body and that energy layer of the body. The trust happens on its own. And so we get to connect with the bigger force, the universe. I like to call it positive energy source. Some people call it God. That force is all around us. And when we balance, connect, and then bring in trust of our decisions, we also bring in the trust of that universal support that is all around us, that you are so deeply loved and you are so held and so supported at all times. What would it look like for you to live a life where you knew that you were so supported? Would you act differently? And that's the energy that I invite my clients to tap into. And wow, the confidence, the happiness that emanates from them, from their actions, from the creativity that happens within them because they're in alignment, because their interest is beyond what you and I could even mathematically plan for.
Yeah. And that's why I ask you the question, because it is such a pivotal part of transformation. It's almost impossible to have a conversation about, you know, change and transformation without it. Now, look, I know this from a lot of different places, but I was also a corporate organizational development person. You know, I was known for my change management and re-engineering skills, right? Mm-hmm. And what I learned before I learned, like what we're talking about, nothing changes if trust doesn't lead the way. And that's a really blanket statement. And there are exceptions to that. There really are exceptions to that, especially in national disasters or things like that. But when we're talking about personal transformation, aren't we also talking about being able to trust ourselves?
Totally. Yep. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Trusting our ability to move through life in a way that we don't need to prove ourselves. To me means that we are trusting ourselves. We're trusting that we are enough. And lately, this is what I've been playing with in my personal self-development, trusting that what I said, what I did, who I was in that moment is enough.
Yeah.
And in this moment right now, I'm trusting that what I'm saying, what I'm doing, and who I am is perfect as it is. Mm-hmm. And we get to tweak if we want, we get to tweak things and for future, but right now, I don't want to worry about what I said 2 minutes after I did, because then that's shaping the future 2 minutes and the future 4 minutes and the future 8 minutes.
It's, as they put it, it causes a ripple effect in the matrix.
Ooh, yeah.
No, it does. Really. It does, I mean, yeah. I know that's a pop culture movie, but still it's the same idea, mm-hmm. right? I know we've got a few minutes left, but there's a couple of things that I really like to talk with you about. And one of them is the way you emphasize a way of being. And what I love about this conversation is it's not about dismissing the way you were or what being was a year ago. Mm-hmm. It's looking at being and those things that keep us stuck And I love that word stuck. I've been monitoring stuck on the internet for 20 years.
There you go.
Sorry. Because my first show was all about being stuck. It wasn't called the Dr. Pat Show. It was called Crust Busting because I was so stuck in my life that an accidental phone call is what got me my first hour of airtime because the universe is so much smarter than me. But so often we ruminate.
Oh.
I know. I have a friend right now and repeating the same thing over and over and over. And it doesn't matter what you say, but ruminating on past things that didn't serve you can be the depth of your dream.
Oh.
Right?
And you get to shift out of this once you become aware that this is what you're doing. Once you want to be aware that this is what you're doing, you get to shift out of it. And this way of being, this question comes up for me to ask you. If you feel like you're in survival mode, like what you heard over the last hour, you recognize yourself in survival mode. What are key habits or energies or ways of being that keep you operating in survival mode? What can you identify as, oh, I do this. I respond in this way. I am frustrated. I feed the frustration and the anger. Those are ways of being. And you get to choose right here, right now, if you want to keep these up or if you're willing to like make a big paper ball with them, put them in the fire, burn them up and switch your ways of being, transform them and be you.
You know, you said something earlier and I want to remind people, but before I do, please tell folks how they can find out about you. Also tell them about the download that you have available.
Thank you. If you feel like you want to be able to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without feeling guilty, I created a free 3-step audio guide so that you can do that. Just go to ClaudiaSamCoaching.com and click on the start here orange button. And on my website, you can meditate with me. You can learn about my tune-in method, about many of my programs and my offerings, and you get to be inspired and join my beautiful Facebook group if you wish. It's free, the You Have It In You group. There you go.
I want to thank you for everything you're doing. Also, to make us aware that it's okay to be us.
Yes.
That it's okay to not have a clear path to a future, right? That it's okay to know that we can reach out for help and work with you and get some guidance and direction to really open a portal for greater choices we have.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of survival is the place where we believe we have so few choices.
Yes. Yes. We are here as to remind you that you have all these possibilities and then you get to open the door to more and to allow them into your life. It's so fun and it's so exciting to see that happen. I'd be so excited to be by your side.
I love it. Thank you so much for today. And Janice, thank you for your text message. And yes, next week I will give the talk. I will give the laughing dog 30 seconds at the top of the show if you want to hear what that's like. Claudia Sam, thank you so much. Again, tell people about your show.
Thank you so much, Pat. My show is the Be Happy Now show on Transformation Talk Radio, where you get to flex your soul connection muscle and be your own inner guide to fulfillment. And I'm just having so much fun to be able to host this and bring you tips and tricks to gain back control of your life, get out of the go, 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 and really tune in because you are so worthy to be you.
Yeah. And if you decide to buy that French fry thing that goes in the oven, really do keep your paleo and keto friends in mind. Thank you, Claudia. Thank you, everybody.
So
Sam. Thank you, everybody. Mary Jane Mack coming up next with Mr. Benny. See you next time.
Views views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.